Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Wrestle Horror. Greetings, viewers and listeners. Meat Hook Jim here. It is the middle of the holidays. Christmas is past. New Year's is just around the corner. And I'm here with Donnie Hoover. Donnie, how was Christmas?
Oh, man, it was friggin' beautiful. We had a great time. Got together with a lot of the family, grandkids. The grandkids didn't fight and argue. Everything went smooth. The hurricane didn't tear the house apart. So it went real well. Everybody got the nice gifts there. Everybody was happy with what they got. Santa Claus was good to the kids. So, yeah, it was just a good holiday all around for us.
Well, I got to say, Santa Claus was really good to my wife this year.
Right.
Santa Claus bought my wife brand new appliances for the kitchen. But, you know, Santa Claus also did me right, too.
There you go.
I got a PlayStation 4 with the virtual reality and all that good stuff. Here I am, almost 55 years old, and I still love playing video games.
Hey, nothing wrong with that. You know, my youngest daughter got me a Chapter 2 red balloon lamp.
Ooh.
It's basically just a red balloon plastic lamp, and it has like a white wire going around, and right. It's all it is, just like a low glowing red balloon. But it's the coolest thing. Hurricane was pretty scared of it, so that was funny.
Well, Santa also bought me this brand new microphone. See, this is my Yeti, same name as my dog, but it's an amazing microphone, really clear. Pricey, but Santa Claus doesn't care about price. He just gives.
Right.
And I really enjoy this new microphone. So can't complain about my Christmas either. Also got to see Star Wars, The Rise of Skywalker finally. I'm not saying a word for those of you that haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, that is on our list of to do. We're going to try to catch it this weekend, I think.
It's, not a word. You have to see it. I understand how my friend Mikey was, because he's like, I got to talk to you about this. I said, yeah, I know, but I don't want to hear it until I see it.
Right.
And I'm the same way now, and I got to shut up. But, and the weather, my gosh, the weather's been so comfortable for Christmas here in Ohio.
Yeah, I'm in shorts. Like I say, I wore shorts yesterday for Christmas. I'm in shorts again today.
Right.
Can't ask for it for Ohio weather.
No, I mean, it won't last, but we're going to appreciate it while it's there.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
So what are your New Year's Eve plans, Donnie? Anything special?
Well, we're going to try to do something. We're more homebody. We're done past the going out to the bars and clubs phases on New Year's.
Sure.
Just too much drama for my taste. But I think we're getting rid of all the kids except for the hurricane. I'm not sure if we're getting rid of the hurricane yet. They usually do a tradition of sleeping over at their grandma's house. So if that happens, then me and Terry will be kid free. So we'll be able to enjoy ourselves a little more than if we would with the kids here. And get a little more into the bubbly, if you will.
a little bit of bubbly.
Yeah, so we'll have to see how it plays out. But we have plans to do some stuff, have some fun. I doubt we're going out to the bars. Like I said, that's just not our thing. No. But we're definitely going to have some fun to celebrate the new year right.
Well, it's a lot safer not to go out to the bars.
And cheaper.
Yes, that too. I have not been out to the bars in years on New Year's.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty much the same as you. It's just, you know, homebody thing. Hopefully I can get, hopefully Shelby will be able to, go hang out with some friends that night, give me and Chris some time.
There you go.
Of course, there's a big age difference between the hurricane and Shelby, but, it's going to be an interesting New Year's. I understand that one of my very close friends that had moved to Phoenix, Kirby, surprised his parents for Christmas in Columbus, and he's supposedly in Cincinnati right now. So I have a feeling I might get roped into going to visit where he is on New Year's.
There you go.
it'll be at somebody's house and everything will be safe.
Right. That's the important thing.
Yeah. Me, I'm just a, I'd rather just sit home and drink, you know. Right. And yeah. I can't tell you the last time I actually saw the ball drop, to be honest with you. I mean, and I rarely make it to midnight anymore. You can attribute that to my age, or you can call me an old fart if you want, but
honestly, we make it to the ball drops, but not very much longer after that. So once the ball drops, everything just kind of starts petering out and dying down. It's like, I'm like, all right, it's New Year. Let's go to bed.
I know one year I set my alarm so I could wake up 5 minutes before the ball drop, you know, so, just so I could see it.
All right.
So let's talk about what 2020 holds for WrestleHorror and New Ohio. There's a lot of things going on in 2020.
Yeah, next year's looking to be a pretty busy year for us, which is good. We're finally getting some steam going with New Ohio Wrestling, getting some good things happening there. We're going to kind of, now that we got the holiday out of the way, Christmas, and getting New Year's out of the way coming up, we're going to put the pedal to the metal, so to speak, and start focusing more on WrestleHorror and New Ohio Wrestling. And but yeah, there's a lot of stuff we got going on. Like I say, do you want to start with like the WrestleHorror stuff or the New Ohio Wrestling stuff, and we can go over some stuff we got going? Or
well, let's start with you know, kind of chronologically. I mean, really, the next big thing that's coming is going to be the Arnold.
Yeah, yep, the Arnold Sports World Kids and Teens Expo. Well, we'll be there with the New Ohio Wrestling on March 7th and 8th. We're going to have some guests we're very excited about. As we had on a while back, we're going to have the Glow Girls with us this year. The Royal Hawaiian and Hollywood is going to be with us, and there might be one or two others joining us. We're not for sure yet on that. But Royal Hawaiian and Hollywood is for sure scheduled to be there with us. So that's going to be fun. They're going to be doing some signings and taking pictures and talking to people and all that stuff. So we're real excited about that. And also something we haven't even announced yet that we're going to announce now, I finally got the okay to talk about it, is we are going to have Mr. Anderson with us at the Arnold this year. Ken Anderson is coming, and he's bringing in a couple of his trainers. And they're going to do a seminar for wrestlers. So if you're a trained wrestler, we'll have information coming out soon to where you can sign up for the Ken Anderson seminar at the Arnold. And then we're also going to do a fantasy camp as well, to where non-trained wrestlers or people that are just fans or just want to get in the ring to see what it's like, they will have a chance to do the fantasy camp with Ken Anderson at the Arnold as well. And we'll have more info on that to where you can get signed up for that. Of course, I'm sure he'll get in a ring and do his Mr. Anderson, and he'll talk on the mic, which he loves to do. So you never know. He may even get involved in a match or two. Who knows? It just depends on what he's got going on there this weekend.
Well, we're going to have to drop the Sure mic from the ceiling for him, you know. It's like, and for those of you that don't know who we're talking about, he was also Mr. Kennedy in the WWE. Mm-hmm. And it's like, Mr. Anderson, very, very prolific on a mic. He's he's great when it comes to mic work. Ken Anderson, Ken Kennedy, whatever you wanted to call him. I loved watching him on Impact. I love watching him on WWE. I'm excited to meet him and to see what he brings to the Arnold this year.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and he's an NWA power right now as well. He's doing work for the NWA.
Okay.
On their power TV show. So, he tagged with Colt once, and I think he had some other stuff he was doing on there, but he's been doing some work with them as well. So, yeah, so I'm excited to get him there. And he has his own training school out in Minnesota, which is where he's from.
Right.
So, he has a training school out in Minnesota. And so, yeah, a lot of exciting stuff. He definitely knows what he's doing. And we're looking forward to having him there with us. And like I said, we haven't even announced this on our New Ohio Wrestling page or group or website or nothing. So, this is actually the first time we're talking about it.
Well, this is breaking news then for Wrestle Horror. Of course, it helps when Wrestle Horror and New Ohio Wrestling are kind of connected.
Right. They kind of get the inside scoop on that kind of thing.
Right, before anybody else does. So, you know, and having the Glow Girls there, you know, we've talked about this, and it was mentioned when we were talking to the Royal Hawaiian. I kind of had a crush on her back in the day.
Uh-huh.
Fortunately, you guys didn't say anything to Hollywood about that when we were talking. I'm grateful for that.
Yeah, not but, on the air, but I did off the air. I told
her. Oh, you did? Ah, yeah. So you snuck one in on me. Okay, I see how it is. But that'll be fun because, you know, for those of you that remember Glow, it was campy. It was scripted. But the girls, I mean, that's why else did we watch it?
Mm-hmm. That's the only reason I watched it.
Exactly. It was fun. And it lasted a lot longer than people thought it would. And even to this day, people are still talking about it. I mean, why do you think Netflix came up with a series? Mm-hmm. Because it made an impression.
Yeah. Well, now, 30 years later, almost.
Yeah.
30 years later.
Don't think everything you see on the Netflix shows what actually happened. That's just
right
for yeah. TV.
Yeah, and if you haven't heard the podcast where we talk with Royal Hawaiian and Hollywood, go back and listen to them, and you know they'll tell you some of the inside scoop of how close to reality it was and wasn't.
Right. So you know, as we were talking off air, Donnie, you had mentioned to me that Now has a new event we're looking for. Staging sometime in late April to early June. What's that all about?
Yeah, we're working with the Temple Beth Shalom in New Albany, and they have a kids summer camp that they were looking to try to raise some funds for. So we don't know if it's going to be for the summer camp exactly, but we do know it's either going to be late April, May, or early June. We haven't we haven't really got a date set yet, but we are going to do a benefit for them and raise money for the kids for the Temple of Beth Shalom and see what we can do to help them out. And again, that'll be around in the New Albany, Ohio area, probably around where their temple is. They have a nice grounds where their temple's at. And that's what we're kind of doing. I'm still trying to get a date. It may even be like in the May area, like maybe early May instead of early June, because that might be a little better for us. So late April, early May, we'll say.
Okay.
But that's what's on the table there. We're working out all the details now. And when we get that all finalized and get a date set, we'll be making an announcement for that as well.
Well, you know, I think I jumped ahead of myself on our list here. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to back up for a second and let's go back and talk about the Arnold a little bit more. I know you've got some brackets set up. What have you got set up for the Arnold?
Yeah, a lot of stuff going on. Like I said, we're going to have the Glow Girls there. We're going to have Ken Anderson there with his fantasy camp and his wrestling seminar. And we're going to do, this will be our third year doing the Anarchy at the Arnold tournament. So if you haven't, don't know what that is, it's like a G1 style tournament from Japan, and it's 16 guys, and they're two separate brackets, and they wrestle each other. Each bracket wrestles each other one time. So there's 57 matches in total. And the first year we done it, Dark Star Matt Taylor won. And then last year, Celeste Taylor won. So the Taylor boy, yeah, the Taylor. If your name's Taylor, you got a good shot at the tournament. So we're going to do that, and we're bringing in some new guys for the tournament that haven't been in the first two. And they do, you know, they are now on the now roster. They just haven't done the tournament. James Avery, the stretcher, James Avery, he's going to be in the tournament this year. We brought in three guys from the Tennessee area for the Ohio State Fair, and we were very impressed with them. And all three of them expressed their interest in coming back, and we expressed our interest in wanting them back. So Kevin Zion, Nick Stanley, Alex Taylor, they will be added to the tournament. A man we haven't seen in New Ohio for a while because he's so busy and hard to get a hold of and locked down. The Handlebar Haberdasher, Marion Fontaine, is going to be in the tournament.
Awesome.
So, Yeah, so he'll be there with us this weekend or that weekend. Eli McFly, another one that his first run was with the fair. We're bringing him back. Of course, Sless Taylor's entering again. He's trying to make it two in a row, so he'll be in there. Electric Jake Ely, he's going to be back. I mean, a lot of guys, Chuck the Truck, James Baker Hickey. I mean, he was a hit at the fair. He was a surprise hit, so we're bringing him back in. Your buddy, JR, James Roenick.
Yep.
He entered the tournament. He says he thinks he has a shot, so we're going to let him see what happens. We're going to let him give it a try. So, of course, you know, Pat the Bruiser, Crosshairs Kelly, Warhorse, they're in it. Right. The professional Brandon Fields, you know, he's got something to prove after losing the New Ohio Wrestling Championship. So he's going to be in it. And we got two spots left that we haven't filled yet. We're still weighing our options and debating on who we're going to put in those spots. But so far that's who's in the tournament. And again, this is kind of breaking news. I haven't even informed any of these wrestlers that they're in the tournament. So they'll hear it here first. And then on top of the tournament, you know, of course, we have the Arnold Sports World Kids and Teens Expo Championship, which is held by Onyx. And we can't have a, you know, weekend at the Arnold without defending the title a few times. So on Saturday, we're going to have Sless Taylor do double duty. Sless Taylor earned a title shot for this belt by winning the Anarchy at the Arnold tournament. So on Saturday, it's going to be Onyx versus Sless Taylor for the Arnold Sports World Kids and Teens Expo Championship. And then on Sunday, we're going to make Onyx defend it again if he retains against Sless. And he's going to defend it against the winner of the first Anarchy at the Arnold tournament and Dark Star Matt Taylor. So Onyx has got his hands full this weekend for sure.
Definitely. And I'm glad you brought that up because that was my next question. But correct me if I'm wrong, Matt Taylor's taken a little different turn to his character.
Yeah, he is. I still call him Dark Star, but yeah.
He's a guiding light now.
Guiding light, yep. He's kind of got a new way of thinking and a new way of looking at life. And basically everybody does him wrong, and he's accepting their apologies, whether they're apologizing or not. So yeah, he's definitely got an interesting way of looking at life here lately. So that's going to play in to see how Onyx handles that. And he's normally not alone. He's kind of like the winners. He's here lately. And you know what's odd about that with Matt Taylor, that we bring it up? This all kind of happened right after the Ohio State Fair, where he won the championship on one day and then lost it the very next day because, right, you know, the winners got involved and helped Robbie. And so I'm not saying that's the reason why he's turned this new leaf and looks at life differently, but it's just kind of odd. And I know he was having, you know, he was having the same kind of troubles in other promotions like War and War Wrestling out there, Big Tom and them. You know, he was having some, you know, issues there with people, you know, doing him dirty and stuff like that. So I just don't know. I mean, you put up with stuff for so long and all of a sudden you just say to hell with it, you know, and just start thinking and acting a different way. You know, so like I said, I don't know. I don't know if the Ohio State Fair and what happened to him at the fair had anything to do with it. But, I mean, yeah, it is what it is now. And then the guiding light is out and he's bringing in the masses. So we'll just have to see how it plays out. And speaking of the fair, the new Ohio Wrestling Championship is going to be defended at the Arnold as well. And the first match on Saturday will be a rematch between Robbie Starr and Dark Star Matt Taylor. And I know we teased Robbie last week about not telling him who he was going up against, but that's right, who it was. I just wanted to, like, mess with him a little bit. So it will be Dark Star Matt Taylor. And his Sunday match, we have not found an opponent yet because we're not ready to tell him yet. And so we will let him know at a later time. So Matt will get his rematch from the Ohio State Fair for what happened. And because I thought it was kind of wrong and dirty how that all went down. So I think it's only fitting that he gets a rematch to try to right the wrong. And with his new attitude and, you know, who knows what's going to happen.
Well, on Sunday, I think what's going to happen is it's going to be the finger poke of doom. And I'm going to be the new Ohio State, the new NOW champion.
Yeah, there you go.
What about any other exhibition matches? We're going to try to get a couple ladies in again, or?
We're working on that now. We're also trying to get in our everybody's favorite micro wrestler, Eric Smalls.
Yes.
He's going to make an appearance, and we're trying to find an opponent for him. And speaking again of Matt Taylor, we do know on Sunday he has an exhibition match, and we're bringing in somebody I'm real excited for, and that's Mojo McQueen. He's coming in from Chicago, and this will be his first time with us, and I've seen him wrestle with at War and a couple other places, and he's a very good – his character is very good. His wrestling ability is great. He's definitely somebody to be reckoned with, and he's going to be a force in New Ohio, I believe. But he's coming in on Sunday and making his debut by proving himself against one of the best that New Ohio wrestling has to offer. So I'm kind of excited to see how that is going to play out.
I'm really excited to hear about all this. It's going to be another awesome weekend at the Arnold Sports World Kids and Teens Expo. I mean,
we
had a blast last year, and it's really what, you know, jump-started my daughter into pursuing professional wrestling because she took James Avery's fantasy camp.
Yeah.
And now she's working under Cody Hawk, but that would notwithstanding, it was a lot of fun all around. All the matches, oh my gosh, you have to have four ring announcers just to keep things going because of all the matches you've got.
Yeah, and I'm definitely going to try to add some more referees this year too, because I've had four referees the last 2 years, and by Sunday morning, Sunday mid-afternoon, their wrists are just killing them. So we're going to try to add some more referees to the weekend to try to ease some of that burden on them, because they, I mean, you know, it's a lot to ask anybody, like all of us, you know, even though we're not wrestling, it's still a lot to ask for a group of people to do 16 hours worth of content in 2 days. I mean, it's a big undertaking, and especially the wrestlers with multiple matches. I mean, every wrestler is going to wrestle 7 matches. If they make it to the final, it's going to be 8 matches, and that's at a minimum. And then you got Celeste Taylor, who's also wrestling a title match against Onyx, which is crazy. So, it's going to be a very taxing weekend on a lot of people. You know, the referees, the announcers, the play-by-play and color guys. I mean, everybody. And just like me, myself, and Terry and everybody, we're there from Thursday to Sunday.
Right.
I get there Thursday at noon. I'm there till 8 o'clock at night. Thursday, I'm there half the day Friday. And then I'm there all day Saturday and Sunday. So it's just 4 days of nonstop, just go for us, and we're not even wrestling. So it's a big weekend. It's a lot of work. A lot of people put in a lot of effort, and I can't be more proud than all of them. Yeah, they all bust their butts and do a great job for us. I'm very happy about it.
So what's the best way for our listeners and viewers to find out more about this and perhaps get tickets to see New Ohio Wrestling at the Arnold Sports World Kids and Teens Expo?
Yeah, you just pay attention to our website, newohiowrestling.com. Go and like our Facebook page, New Ohio Wrestling. We just did a giveaway a couple weeks ago to where, and we just did the, you know, you like the post and share the post, and we just do a random draw, and 2 winners, one from the Facebook page and one from our Twitter page. They won 2 sets of tickets each. So they both got 2 tickets to the Kids and Teens Expo, which are like $20 tickets. And we have a handful more, a good amount more. So as we get closer and draw near, like especially within the next month or two, we're going to start doing more giveaways and try to get tickets into the hands as many as we can that want to go. And if you can also go to the Arnold website, and the Arnold Sports Festival website, and you can get your tickets there, and you can buy them off their website to get in. And I think it's kids 14 and under are free to the expo, the Kids and Teens Expo. I think they're free. So anybody over under 14, they don't have to have a ticket. They get in for free. So that's a good, you know, deal for the kids as well. And that's what we're doing it for. We're doing it for the kids and getting the kids out there. And there's tons of sporting events there that they can do besides, you know, watching us do the wrestling and all that. I mean, there's all kind of stuff that's there, and it's a lot of fun. It's a busy weekend. And as you well know, last year, Arnold came to ringside and got involved in one of our matches. So Arnold will be there roaming around during the weekend. You just don't know where he's going to pop up or when. He just kind of does his own thing. And so it's a lot of fun. There'll be some celebrities. Like last year, Mark Henry was there, and a lot of celebrities and stuff to, be seen that weekend. So it's really a lot of fun, and we're excited to be a part of it.
And from what I understand, our new we've moved positions a little bit on the floor, but yes, you're closer to the Kona Ice truck.
Oh yeah, that's my favorite. I'm gonna have to open up a charge account for that weekend. I say every weekend I'm there. I'm a big Icy fan, if people don't know that. So every weekend I have at least 3 to 4 Kona Icy's. And that's when we weren't beside it. So now that like the truck is literally going to be on the corner of our spot, our area. So the truck is going to be right there just calling my name all weekend. So I'll probably have to take an extra sugar pill to counteract it.
But yeah, absolutely. You know, and you just mentioned it, for those of you that are listening or watching this, not only is New Ohio Wrestling going to be there, but there is so much more going on. Vendors and you know, these participation type sports. There's bows and arrows for kids. There's a lot of sporting events that kids can try out while they're there. Not just wrestling, but there's boxing. It's a huge amount of things for kids to do. Your kid will not be bored, I promise you.
Oh, absolutely not. And also, a thing that's starting this year, they're actually going to be right beside us, across the aisle from us, is the kids' teen strongman competition. And that's the first year for this, and we're real excited, and the Arnold people are real excited to have this event. We're real excited to have this event as well, because we actually know the people that do it, and we, you know, kind of help get their foot in the door to bring the teen strongman competition. And one of our very first Kids and Teens Expo Battle Royal winner, Roadblock Max Mayhem, who doubles as our security guard, his son will be entered into the strongman competition. So in some sort of way, you know, New Ohio Wrestling actually has a horse in the race for the teen strongman competition. So we're excited about that. We're excited for them. It's a great opportunity for them. I think they're going to, you know, be very popular. They're going to kill it. And I'm real excited to see what they do with that in the coming years.
So much excitement. March 7th and 8th at the Ohio State Fairgrounds and the Greater Columbus Civic Center.
Yeah. Columbus, we're at the convention, the sports festival is at the convention center.
Right. Kids and Teens Expo is at the Ohio State Fairgrounds.
Right. Yep. And we'll be in the Bricker building is where we'll be at.
Well worth the while, especially, you know, kids 14 and under are free. You get an adult ticket. You got kids occupied all day. Come see some good quality wrestling. Check out some of the other sporting events. March 7th and 8th in Columbus. Donnie, that sounds like so much fun. But let's talk. Let's move on to some convention stuff. You know, Wrestle Horror. I mean, we don't just do wrestling. We do horror too.
Yep.
And coming up in May is the Ohio Halloween and Haunters Convention.
Oh yeah.
And I believe we plan on getting a booth.
Yeah, I was planning on it, and I wanted to confirm it with you. But if we're getting one, we're getting one. Yeah. I mean, I was going to be there regardless. I'm going to try to be there the whole weekend. This is their second year, and it's held at the Mansfield Prison, which is really awesome. Last year, I spent the whole weekend. I think we were there Friday through Sunday for setup and tear down and the actual convention. And so I had some free time to where I got to sneak off and roam the prison. And it's just a fantastic facility. I mean, I love that place. And we're going back again, May 15th, 17th. And I'm volunteering again for setup and tear down, 'cause I just like to get involved and help out. It's just, you know, kind of like my thing. I like getting in there and getting my hands dirty.
Sure.
So I'll be in there helping set up for vendors, helping tear down vendors at the end of the convention. And we'll have our own booth there as well. We'll try to get some interviews in with some people. We'll try to talk to some people. It's going to be a perfect opportunity to get some great celebrities and some great haunt guests on for the Wrestle Horror podcast and all that. So it's going to be a great weekend, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm sure you are too.
Well, that's definitely my milieu, so I know I can get some people to talk to Wrestle Horror, especially on the horror side of things. You know, I unfortunately could not make it last year, last minute. car problems prevented me. And I was kicking myself in the rear end for that, because Mansfield Prison's on my bucket list. And for those of you listening and watching that don't know, if you've seen the movie Shawshank Redemption, or if you've seen the movie Air Force One with Harrison Ford, the prison is prominent. A prison is really prominent in Shawshank Redemption. And they do prison shots towards the end of Air Force One, then when they're supposed to be releasing the bad guy general. So it's been a, it's, they've, several movies have been shot at the Mansfield Prison.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
And on top, on top of that, it's got Paranormal Activity. It's everything you could want, everything a horror fan could want right there. I mean, yes. I mean, I can't say enough about it, and I've never been there. I'm going this year. Nobody's stopping me.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Like I said, you can, there's a couple, there was a time or two I snuck off by myself and I went down a couple hallways and stuff. And I kind of like, man, I wish I should have brought somebody with me. I mean, like I said, I don't get creeped out easy, but there's a couple halls and hallways and aisleways and pathways I went down. I was, had that uneasy feeling like maybe I shouldn't be down here by myself.
Maybe I might have to bring some of my ghost hunting equipment with me.
Yeah. They say there was activity there that last weekend. And did you see that picture that they were posting after the convention?
I did. I saw that.
Where there was the thing showing up on top, the second level.
Yeah, yeah.
That was freaky.
I've got all kinds of gear that measures stuff like that. And, you know, I'll talk to Vic Amosquita. Maybe I can sneak in there and get some stuff after hours. You never know.
Yeah, you never know.
You know,
talk to Vic, talk to Jason, see what they can pull off for you.
It'd be interesting to see what we can pick up EVP wise, check the gauges, all that fun stuff. I got infrared cameras. I've got a full spectrum camera that shoots and it'll pick up something. I don't care what it is. It'll pick it up.
Well, if they say you're allowed to do it, count me in. I'll be there.
So yeah, that's, looking forward to that, May 15th to 17th in Mansfield. And moving on, there's another convention at the end of the month. It's a brand new convention. And we're going to shift back over to the wrestling side of things.
All right. But before we do that, let's, I want to plug the convention.
Sure, please.
Yeah. Just, on Facebook, it's the Ohio Halloween and Haunters Convention. And I believe their website's the same thing, Ohio Halloween and Haunters Convention.com. Yeah. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. If it's not, I apologize. But yeah, go on Facebook, go on their website, check them out. You can buy your tickets there. You know, if you're into Halloween, if you're into haunt, if you're into creepy prisons, I mean, this is the place to be. Like I said, we went last year and it was amazing. So go check them out, get tickets, join us that weekend. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. If nothing else, Google them. You will find it.
Yep. It's out there.
A great group of people running it. Jason Wilson's a friend of mine, as well as Donnie's. And most of the staff on OHHC I'm friends with. So they're a good group of people.
Yep.
And honestly, if I had lived a little closer, I would have been more a part of it as well. But, you know, it's two and a half hours away, you know. It's,
right.
I it seems like everywhere I want to do something, I have to travel to do it.
Right. Yeah. Nothing in your area.
Right.
Except for FGW. That's
it. Well, yeah, I got FGW 3.5 miles away, so. Now that's easy.
All right.
But the rest of it's, you know, it is what it is. I love working for New Ohio as a ring announcer, and I'll drive 2 hours to do it because I love what I do.
Right. The driving doesn't really matter, huh?
Nope, doesn't. So check out OHHC, Ohio Halloween and Haunters Convention, May 15th and 17th. Now, Indianapolis, May 29th and 30th, brand new wrestling convention called the Squared Circle Expo.
Yep.
I am excited for this because there have been some big names that have been announced. Wrestle Horror has already signed up as a sponsor for Squared Circle Expo. So we will be vending there. We'll be doing interviews. doing, you know, just trying to promote the podcast, trying to promote this convention. What a lineup they've got so far. It's at the Wyndham Airport Hotel, I believe. there's other cons that have been hosted at this hotel before, including like Days of the Dead, but this is Squared Circle's time, and these guys are really got. I mean, the Big Red Machine Kane will be there on Saturday. Rey Mysterio has been announced. A whole bunch of vendors are going to have a wrestling show on Saturday night in the ballroom.
Which New Ohio Wrestling's Peachy Rodriguez will be a referee at that event.
That's right. That's right. Peachy will be reffing some of that.
Uh-huh.
They've got Crazy Steve from Impact and TNT and NWA. Let's see, the Highlanders, former WWE stars who I saw just last week at a Battle in the Border show.
Nice.
Who else did they say? I'm drawing a blank here.
Yeah, I know there's a ton of them.
It is. It's quite the lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be exciting because these guys are pulling out. And they keep announcing more people, you know. It's we're not even into 2020 yet, and the lineup's already awesome. Lots of wrestling vendors, you know, you're going to be able to get your wrestling art, your wrestling figures. There's going to be meet and greets with some of these stars.
Yep, they're saying it's at the Wyndham Indianapolis West.
That would be the one. Thank you very much, Johnny. I knew it was one of those.
Yep.
And I know it's close to the airport.
Yep.
Because, like I said, Days of the Dead has done their shows there in the past.
Right, yep.
And they still, I'm sure they will still do this year. Or next year, I should say. But Squared Circle Expo has been generous enough to take us on as a sponsor. And we're ready to get the word out for them, and hopefully soon we'll be running a commercial for them.
Yep. Yeah, that's in the works. I say definitely looking forward to that weekend as well. I'm kind of excited to see how this one goes.
Yes. Being a purely wrestling convention would be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I'm used to seeing wrestlers at horror conventions, and this is going to be a wrestling convention.
Right, so now we got to get a horror character in there somewhere.
Right. Well, you got Kane. He played a horror character.
Yeah, there you go.
It's going to be fun. So, you know, Squared Circle Expo, May 29th to 30th. Mm-hmm. You can check him out on Facebook, Squared Circle Expo.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe it's squaredcircleexpo.com on the web.
Yeah, I think it's squaredcirclex.com.
Okay, thank
the
you.
The letter Squared X. Circle. Yeah.
Squared Circle X. Get more information about that. We don't know where we'll be on the vendor floor yet, but when we do, we will let you know.
Mm-hmm.
You can come by and see us. Say hi to Donnie and Meat Hook Jim. I'll be there in all my podcasting glory with my portable recorder, no less.
There you go.
So it doesn't sound quite as nice as my Yeti, though. But it's
maybe
close.
You can get an attachment for it and carry your Yeti around with it.
Well, I mean, if I've got the right hookup, I can take my computer and plug my Yeti into it, and I'm set.
Put it on a cart and walk it around.
Yeah. So, okay, we've got the conventions out of the way, and let's wrap up this episode with the last thing on our topics for tonight, and that is it's running us into a little bit past the middle of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And we're talking about the Ohio State Fair.
Oh, yeah. Yep. We're returning back. This will be our second year at the fair. They invited us out last year and gave us a chance to show them what we had, and we did that. And again, the roster and the staff killed it, and they were very happy with us. So they basically we had the new contract signed less than a month after the last year's fair ended. So, I mean, it was, as soon as it was over, they were wanting us back for this coming year. And so we're coming back for 4 days this time, or four shows this time, 2 days, July 31st and August 1st. It's a Friday and a Saturday. So we will be back there. We're doing two shows each day. The first event will be from 1 to 4, 1 p.m., 4 p.m. on Friday. And then the second one will be from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Friday. And then the same thing again on Saturday. So both Friday and Saturday, we'll be doing an event from 1 to 4 and from 6 to 9 on both days. So it'd be four events. Again, that's 12 hours of wrestling in 2 days. So it's going to be another huge undertaking for the staff. And but we've done it before. I'm sure we're going to do it again. And it's going to be great. And everybody's going to kill it. And it's going to be a great weekend. So we're very excited for that as well. And we're going to try to have some stars and some guests join us for that as well.
And you know what, folks? If you've been to the Ohio State Fair, great, because $10, roughly $10, that's the admission price to get into the fair. Mm-hmm. The wrestling show doesn't cost any more than that fair admission.
Nope, it's free with the price of admission.
That's right. So I mean, you can go ride your rides and have your deep fried cheese, and you can sit down and you can watch wrestling for free. I mean, what's better than free,
right?
This past year was phenomenal. I mean, we had wrestlers wandering the midway, Benjamin Boone and Onyx. Yeah. The Black Superman Onyx was out there too.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
he just Onyx is like a truck,
so oh yeah,
people see him and it's like, okay, where's that going? And you know, the show, I was honestly, when we had that Friday show, I wasn't sure about the crowds because it was Friday and it was the middle of the day.
Friday, like noon, we started.
Yeah.
Noon one, yeah.
And it we had a crowd. We had a decent crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday night, my gosh, I mean, we had at times well over 500 people watching the show.
Oh, easily, yeah. Yep. So yeah, it's going to be a big weekend for us, I think, and we're looking forward to it. And we also have a live band that's going to be there with us. I didn't mention that. The band name is Obeths Are Off, and they're a local band here in Columbus, and they're going to be with us, and they're going to play like in between our shows. We'll probably have them on from 12 to 1 to get the show going, get the event going. And then they'll be playing between 4 and 6 while we're taking a break. Because I think between 4 and 6, they have us scheduled to do the parade, the fair parade.
Okay.
So we'll be doing that as well. And we'll have some of the wrestlers and some of the staff and whoever wants to be in it. And even if some fans want to walk in it with us, like, we don't care. Yeah, we're going to have a parade and do that, I think, on both days. So it's going to be a lot of fun and a lot of exciting things. Yeah, we've got the live band that's going to be joining us. We're going to talk with the Glow Girls to see if they'd like to come back and spend the weekend with us again. Lee and her staff from the Arnold's Kids and Teens Expo is going to be with us again on that weekend. And we're going to have some vendors. We're going to try to do some vendors there. So if you're interested in getting a vendor table to see if you're qualified or able to do a vendor table, get a hold of us on our webpage or our Facebook group or Facebook page or website, wherever. And we'll give you all the details for that. But a lot of things going on, and we're going to try to bring in some other special guests if we're able to, and just try to make it as big of an event as we can. So yeah, we're really looking forward to it.
Well, without stepping on your toes, because Donnie, you're the boss, and I would never, I just want to say, if there's fans out there that want to join us in the parade, we love to have fans interact with us.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
As long as you don't get in the ring.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. Stay out of the ring.
Yeah.
Leave that to the professionals.
That's right. But other than that, if you guys want to, mingle with your favorite wrestlers and march with them, hey, why not? Bring it on, you know? If you've got your new Ohio t-shirt, wear it with pride.
There you go.
Because it's going to be another fun one. It's going to be warm.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, yeah, did pretty good, though, with the fans and the breeze and all that, where they got us. I was pleasantly surprised. So,
yeah.
I didn't complain too much.
No, there was a nice cross breeze running through there, so it really helped.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you got to expect, you're talking the end of July, beginning of August. It's hot, people.
Right. Yep.
Especially if you're a fat guy.
But you know what? Just two food booths down from where we're at is an icy station.
But you know what was even better was that you can refill that big iced tea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I forget how many me and my wife and my daughter went through in those 2 days. But
I had the refillable icy mug. I think I did like four or five of them. But it was hot, so I used that as an excuse.
Yeah, and then you put deep fried cheese on top of that.
All right.
I know Terry was out looking for that.
Oh yeah, yeah. She loves them cheese on a stick and elephant ears and she had the elephant ear the first time we went just to scout our crowd or where we're gonna be at, just to see how we were gonna set up.
Right.
And she had one of them or funnel cake, either elephant ear or funnel cake. I think it was funnel cake. And it had all the white powder all over it. Yep. And as soon as she got the plate, this big burst of wind come bursting through. And it just covered her shirt head to toe. She had like white powder all over her. And I took a picture of it and put it on Facebook when it happened last year. But it was pretty hysterical. And she just had that look like, really? Seriously? And just like white powder. It was like all in her face, all in her hair. It was everywhere.
Well, you know, my daughter, Shelby, she's a macaroni and cheese fiend.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a place there that sold fried mac and cheese and we couldn't find it. So on Saturday, I was bound and determined to find this damn place. So I went walking around. I finally found it, went back over to the, where the show was. I said, here's where you can get your fried mac and cheese. She's like a lightning bolt, burning on straight to the fried mac and cheese.
There you go. Hey, you're at the fair. You got to do it.
But yeah, deep fried everything, man. It's not health food,
right? It's fair food. It's expected. It's
fair food. I mean, just stick it in batter and deep fry it and.
And it's one of the biggest fairs and festivals in the country, so that means there's plenty of it.
Yeah, but never a dull moment. But the talent, they were just top-notch. Mm-hmm. Throughout both days. And the guys you mentioned from Tennessee earlier,
mm-hmm,
really stepped up their game and impressed.
Oh, yeah.
And you know, that three-way match that was kind of thrown together, that just worked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, everything did real well.
Everything just clicked that whole weekend, and there wasn't. I don't think there was a bad match in the bunch, really.
Mm-mm. It was pretty solid both days.
Of course, we were a little nervous about Matt Taylor's Spanish Fly, but
right, yeah, that made my butthole pucker up a little bit. I'm not gonna lie.
But folks, you really got to check this out if you're within driving distance and have the opportunity to go to the Ohio State Fair. And if you aren't, we always post some kind of videos.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Donnie's constantly putting videos up on our Facebook page. And
yeah, we're on Fight TV. And as soon as we get them edited and get them looking good, we try to get them on Fight TV for everybody to see as well.
And eventually this will be on our YouTube channel.
Uh-huh.
Eventually. I mean, I'm only 20 episodes behind. But
yeah, not too many.
No, not at all. But, you know, Donnie, we have been going on a lot longer than I thought we would.
All right. Yeah.
And my wife just creeped into my studio, i.e. my bedroom.
Right.
And she's already covered up and she's going, I wish you'd shut up so I can go to sleep.
Yep.
So with that, I'm going to say, hey, you know, I'm looking forward to 2020.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be a good season, good year, and I'm sure we'll have other things to announce later on.
Absolutely. You know, just keep an eye out. We're always trying to get different people on the show, and I'm looking forward to seeing what other announcement we've got for the Arnold and for the Ohio State Fair, but it'll come in time because, mm-hmm. you know, time waits for no one, but it never gets here quick enough.
Right.
So with that being said, I am Meat Hook Jim, along with Donnie Hoover for the Wrestle Horror Podcast. This is kind of our year-end wrap-up show. Uh-huh. And look forward to more from us in 2020.
All right. Have a good one, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Make sure you follow us on all of our social media outlets. Facebook.com/WrestleHorror. Instagram @WrestleHorror. Twitter @WrestleHorror. On our YouTube channel, the Wrestle Horror Channel. Also, you can find us at www.wrestlehorror.com.